Thank you. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. We're on a weekend. The weather is pretty doggone perfect here, like yesterday and today. Good day to be out and about. And out and about she is. University of Minnesota Extension Soil Health Specialist Jody DeYoung-Hughes. How are you today, Jody?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, no complaints. The weather is good. The crops are looking pretty good. Crops in central Minnesota, how are they looking where you are?
Well, over in the west central area, most of them are looking really, really good. The corn is starting to tassel, and probably within the next week, at the most, too, all the corn should be tasseling. And the soybeans are looking good and flowering. There's a few spots of iron chlorosis, but really not bad in the Benson, Milan, Appleton area.
All righty. Well, but corn tasseling, all the work that everybody did in the spring and the work you did over the winter encouraging soil health and conservation efforts, and they're paying off now, huh? Or starting to pay off.
Wow, I'd love to take credit for all of that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Hey, you have, Fridays on the Farm going on these days. Did you have one at Ben Dwyer's place this morning?
Yes, we did. We were down there, and it went off without a hitch, which thank goodness, it looked really professional. So, it was pretty good. Ben does a lot of stuff with double cropping, and with livestock, so it gives them those opportunities, which was really interesting. And so a lot of stuff with cover crops, and it was a learning experience for me.
What double crops does Ben put in?
Well, he plants cover crops in the fall, and when they come back up in the spring, he hays them for his cattle. And then he puts in soybeans. So the soybeans that we saw out there were only 12 days old, and they were in had their first trifoliate out and going into the second. So, but he plants a shorter season, and he gets, when you have cows, it just gives you those options to be able to do things like that.
Wow, I bet all the neighbors look at him funny because he's in central southern Minnesota planting a short-season soybean.
Yeah. If you first look at it, you're like, okay. But then when you see what he's doing and you're in there and you understand what you're seeing, it's a whole different story. Also, like the corn, he puts in 92-day corn so that he can also kind of double-crop that, and he uses a lot of red clovers. So it gives them the nitrogen for the following crops. And, he has said that, not everything goes perfectly because he found out his red clover is not as easy to kill as he thought it would be.
Hmm.
So you got to be careful with some of the herbicides.
Okay. And then, well, maybe that's where the cows got to come in and take care of that, chew it off. So, say,
right.
Now, so these are Fridays on the Farm, kind of a little shop tour and field tour and whatnot. And I see you have another one coming up July 24th.
Yes. It's every 2 weeks, and we have four of them. And it's held with the Minnesota Soil Health Partnership and Coalition. And with quite a few of the SWCDs and the University of Minnesota, just all getting together. And we thought, well, we can't have all the field days we want, but we can, go out to the farmer's field, show what he's doing out there. Plus, you don't have to go out in the heat. You can watch it from your air-conditioned home.
And, yeah, I see you got him on Facebook Live, so anybody can check it out, huh?
Yes. If you go to the University of Minnesota Healthy Soils and Cover Crops page, you can, or the Minnesota Soil Health Coalition. You can find out how we're doing that, or give me a call.
All right. Well, Jody, the use of cover crops in Minnesota, I can see where a lot of folks in some of the more, like North Dakota, northern North Dakota, and northern Minnesota, cover crops are being utilized. But in the heavy, corn, beans territory of central, west central, and southern Minnesota, you're making headway on utilization of cover crops, aren't you?
Yeah, each year is different. This year we successfully interseeded cover crops into some corn and have three research plots out on that. And but last year when I tried to get in my cover crops, it was just so wet we couldn't get any vehicles out there to do it. So it's you know, it's always a learning experience, but there's a lot of potential. And what's fun is everybody's kind of learning something different, and we try to share those. And it, we used to share it at the CTC, but now we named it the Soil Management Summit, the SMS. And this year we're going to do something different with that too, because we're not allowed to have large groups. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have party pots. At least that's what I'm calling them. I like that name. Don't you want to go to a party
pot? I sure do.
So we're going to have 20 sites around Minnesota, into Iowa, and into North Dakota, where we're going to have whatever the government says we can have there. And they will watch, everybody will watch some of the sessions as a huge group. And other ones will be, that pod will be doing their own thing. So they still get that interaction, and they still, you know, but they still get the big stuff from the SMS. So it's a, to me it's a compromise, but I actually think it's a pretty good one.
So your regular December gathering, which formerly was known as the Conservation Tillage Conference, now the SMS, that's probably not going to happen, or are you hoping to happen?
No, we can't do the big one, because I doubt by then we can have 250, 300 people in a enclosed area.
Yeah.
So we're going to divide it out and asking Extension and Soil and Water and NRCS people if they'd like to host one of these. And, it's got a lot of involvement. There are a lot of pieces to it. It's not just sitting there watching something on a webinar and getting no interaction. It will not be that way at all. I don't like those kind of conferences, and I sure don't want to put anybody else through them.
Well, everybody has experienced one of those, and so, yeah, that is good.
I have to say I don't learn very much when I experience those. Yeah. So we're trying to do something a little different. I'm sorry. I have another field day that is an actual in-person field day. That will be September 9th outside of Barrett, Minnesota. And we'll have different strip-till machines, a couple of different interseeders, and a couple of no-till planters out there, and learning about cover crops and soil erosion and other ways that you can really help your soil, too.
And September 9th, outside of Barrett, Minnesota, get speakers, some of the the interseeders, the strip-till and cover crop interseeders there?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I mean, I always love to watch the equipment run, so yeah. I try to get that at all my field days.
Right on. You did that near Fergus Falls a couple years ago, and that was a great gathering. So, all right, we'll mark it down September 9th near Barrett, Minnesota. In the meantime, I'm going to email Dr. Fauci that Jody DeYoung-Hughes is abiding by CDC guidelines by having party pots.
I am. We take it seriously at the university, so I'm doing my best.
That's good. All righty. In the meantime, any other soil health or conservation tillage news down there?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, we're still working on a lot of different things, just doing it more from home now. And, and I'm glad that I'm able to get back out into the field again. It feels good.
Excellent. All righty. Well, we will log on, join you Facebook or live on July 24th for the next on-the-farm visit there. Jody DeYoung-Hughes, thank you very much, and we'll check in with you later in the year.
Okay. Thanks, Mick. Bye-bye.
In the meantime, have a great rest of the summer.
I will. You too.
All righty. Will do. Thank you.